Pardon?
Lupita's.
No, I don't go to Lupita's. Where is that?
She sells tamales. She's on Donovan.
Oh, well, we used to go to Abuela's over here at the shopping center.
Oh.
And then Abuelita died, and her daughter-in-law, her husband and her daughter-in-law, her husband died, her son died, and the daughter-in-law didn't want to do it anymore, so she sold it. And I see there's a new tamale store going up at the crossroads, the noodle thing where the Mad Hatter is. Have you been to the Mad Hatter?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's so cute. It's right down from the Big 8.
Uh-huh.
It faces that little, it faces, the, well, it makes an L, but the Mad Hatter faces the Big 8.
We're all trying to avoid that area now from all the construction.
Well, that's kind of away from it, but...
Oh, it's down, it's in what direction from Big 8?
Well, it's just right for the next block. But, I mean, you can turn it there and go back to Luby's and not have to come through this construction.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a pain in it.
Yeah.
It's supposed to have been finished 2 weeks ago.
Do you grow some things in your garden, your, like, vegetables?
I don't now. We did. We had a wonderful garden out there. I also had a housekeeper that loved to garden. And when I taught school, she was in charge of the gardening and the cooking. But as you can see now, I've got an acre of grass. So I have to keep and irrigate.
Mm-hmm. How does the irrigation work?
Right now, it's very hard for me because my husband had been, they appoint someone and they call him an Akali, which means he's boss of the irrigation, and this Akali is supposed to keep to the schedule and see that the water comes on time. And it, we started in the last of April, so every 3 weeks we'll get the water. It comes from the big ditch down there into these little ditches. It passes my house and goes that way down that way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I will be irrigating this Saturday morning, which means all the neighbors are out fussing each other because you either have too much or you don't have enough. And everybody misses my husband, who is the Akali. There's a young woman that took his place, and she's learning.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of a difficult time, but it's very rewarding to be able to, if you have an acre of land, to get that water. We pay $50 a year, and we...
No,
when I lived with my folks over here, it was 25 a year, and that means you can irrigate about 10 times for that $25 or $50.
Not bad. Do you know some crops that are grown in El Paso?
Here?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not growing anything but some fruit. I've got peach trees and plum trees and pear trees.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, other people, other farmers.
Oh, absolutely. It used to be a wonderful cotton area, but now, as you can see, all the cotton fields have been sold and they're little bitty houses. But further on in the valley, of course, they do have cotton and green chili and lettuce and onion. And what else?
Did you do any farming? Did your parents do any farming? Or?
No, we had strictly cattle.
Mm-hmm. The corn that you pick up and eat is known as
roasting ears.
Mm-hmm. And to prepare corn, you have to pull off
the corn shucks and the silk.
Mm-hmm. And pintos are a type of
bean.
Mm-hmm. And if somebody says to you they ate beans, what did they eat?
Legumes.
But I mean, they could be any kind of bean.
Well, yes, there are many, many kinds of beans. So, but here you generally think of frijoles. But
yeah, that's what I've heard.
But there are many, many kinds of beans.
Mm-hmm.
People eat all the time.
Sure.